AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Senate Democratic leaders and West Virginia moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin have reached a compromise over emergency unemployment benefits in the $1.9 trillion coronavirus pandemic relief bill, clearing the way for the Senate to begin a climactic marathon series of votes expected to lead to approval of the sweeping legislation. Earlier today, President Biden said the plan is crucial.
The American Rescue Plan, I believe, and according to the polling data, the vast majority of Americans believe, is essential to giving them some help and to turn it around. And I think it's going to provide immediate relief for millions of people that are going to be able to use it in a very constructive way and also grow the economy in the process.
The package faces a solid wall of Republican opposition, much in the same way that the GOP members of Congress did all they could to stall priority legislation for then-President Barack Obama. The governors of some states and coronavirus mandates, including the wearing of masks, while health agencies say not so fast.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the nation's averaging between 60 and 70,000 new cases a day and about 2,000 deaths.
And have now plateaued for more than a week.
Which could lead to what Dr. Anthony Fauci says the country wants to desperately avoid.
When you have that much of viral activity in a plateau, it almost invariably means that you are at risk for another spike.
His advice remains the same: washing, masking, distancing, and getting a vaccine when it's available. Either one of the three. Don't be picky.
We've got to get away from this issue of comparing one with the other.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Limited numbers of fans will be able to attend Major League Baseball games in California and Arizona. Theme parks reopening with limits in California. And movie theaters reopened to 25% capacity in New York City. This is AP News. A company that manages ticket processing and frequent flyer information for major airlines around the world has been hacked.
The company is SITA. It handles things like ticket processing and frequent flyer data for hundreds of major airlines around the world. SITA says the hack was confirmed late February and that customers' personal data was exposed, including that of Star Alliance and Oneworld members. Singapore Airlines, New Zealand Air, and Lufthansa are among those affected. United Airlines has reached out to its customers, saying only names and frequent flyer numbers were potentially accessed, but United passengers should change their password on frequent flyer accounts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At a time that the company was struggling with the 737 MAX scandal and the pandemic, Boeing CEO David Calhoun turned down a salary and performance bonus, but still received stock benefits valued at an estimated $21 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.